chin up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good news coming for you today on Homecoming Radio. Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. And to our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt here along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Woody Wright.
Hey, everybody!
Yeah.
Amber Nealon. Kevin Williams.
Hey.
Gene McDonald.
Yes, sir.
Tori Taps in the house.
All right, Tori.
Yeah.
Homecoming queen.
Yeah.
And Bill, you said it. Today we've gathered the whole crew here to remind ourselves who God says we are.
That's right. My guests today are encouragers through and through.
We're going to start it off with the Joel Hemphill song right here in Homecoming Radio. You remember this, Bill?
Yes. Everything's all right. Brother Joel. Care who sings it, there's always a bass that gets in there at the closing.
There is around here.
Hey, here are Bill, Mark, Guy, and David with this vocal band classic in the baptism of Jesse Taylor.
Among the local taverns, there'll be a slack in business, 'cause Jesse's drinking came before the groceries and the rent. Among the local women, there'll be a slack in cheating, 'cause Jesse won't be stepping out again. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus came to soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. This time he went under for the Lord. The scars on Jesse's knuckles were more than just respect. County courthouse records tell all there is to tell. The pockets of the gamblers will soon miss Jesse's money, and the black eye of the law will soon be well. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained a soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. 'Cause this time he went under for the Lord. From now on, Taylor can proudly speak to neighbors and tell them just how Jesse took up with little Jim. Now Jimmy's got a daddy and Jesse's got a family, and Franklin County's got a lot more men. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained a soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. 'Cause this time he went under for the Lord. Oh, they baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. 'Cause this time he went under.
Have forgotten more than we'll ever know, probably.
That is so true, Daniel.
So true. Truth hurts.
But when you go back in that file that we call your brain, do you remember anything in particular from those early days of singing?
Oh, you know, the early days in churches, you know, the preachers didn't trust the singers in those days to really bring the message. Yeah. So they had to do they'd call you in and let you sing four or five songs, yeah, but they wanted to make sure the people got the gospel.
Yeah.
And I thought we were singing some gospel in the songs that we were doing. But so we'd do it, and sometimes the preachers would preach and preach long. This old boy was going long. You know, about 45 minutes, I thought, boy, he's about ready to land this plane. About an hour, he was still gone. About an hour and 10 minutes, he was still gone. Some old boy sitting on the front row just got tired and picked up a songbook and threw it at the preacher. He missed the preacher, but he hit the music director who was sitting right behind him, knocked him out.
Wow.
And when the poor old boy came to his consciousness, he said, "Hit me again. I can still hear it."
Oh, victory.
And here's something to think about from J.I. Packer, who said, "Your faith will not fail while God sustains it. You are not strong enough to fall away while God is resolved to hold you." That's good news.
This is a song called The Promise.
I love this song.
Why did you?
I never said that I would give you silver or gold, or that you would never feel the fire or shiver in the cold. But I did say you'd never walk through this world alone. I did say, don't make this world your home. I didn't say that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight. But I did say, I'd be right there by your side. I did say, I'll always help you fight. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. Turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, that you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise. The bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I did say I'll dry every tear you cry.
The Martins with The Promise.
Time now to throw your heart wide open and
give it away.
Whatever you have and give it away.
My husband and I were beyond excited at the thought of having our first child. The day came when we went in to have our 4-month checkup and everything seemed fine. But just a few days later, our baby's heart stopped beating. We were absolutely devastated. I teach middle school and I stayed away from work for 10 days because I didn't know how I could face the children. They were so excited about my baby. Well, finally, the day came, I had to go back and I went back early. Walked into the dark classroom, turned on the lights, and wow, glued to the walls were hundreds and hundreds of colorful paper butterflies, each with a handwritten message of hope and encouragement. They said, "Don't give up. Please know we love you." It was exactly what I needed. And I relearned an old lesson. Healing comes when you take the love in your heart and you give it away.
That's a beautiful story. That's a sweet story. I used to teach, Gloria and I taught the first 10 years of our lives, of our married lives. And kids are very special, and they're very sensitive to what's going on in your life.
Very much so.
I still meet ex-students around the country, and they're always an encouragement. I had a wonderful breakfast the other day with Dennis Quaid, the actor. He has done a new movie on President Ronald Reagan, and it will be out, I think, next year on President's Day. Very interesting character, and been through stuff like most people have. But like Noah, he's found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he's excited about his life now. And he has done a new gospel project. And here's one of the songs from that project.
Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer that's brave. We must make this run successful from the cradle to the grave. Heed the curves and watch for turns. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Our blessed Savior there to guide us till we reach that blissful shore. God's grace Pilgrim, be welcome home. say.
Blessed Savior,
where to guide us.
There to guide us.
Till we reach that blissful shore.
And the angels,
there to join us. God's grace forevermore.
Blessed
Savior, there to
guide us
till we reach that blissful shore. And the angels are to join us
in God's grace.
Dennis Quaid with the Oak Ridge Boys from his project Fallen, a gospel record for sinners.
I don't suppose I had a better friend than my good friend Cliff Barrows. When he passed away, his wife Ann said he wants the vocal band to sing his favorite arrangement of one of his favorite hymns. David Phelps did this arrangement, and the vocal band sang it at his memorial service, "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go." Listen.
Oh, love that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee.
And from
the Gaither Vocal Band.
It was a special moment, and I hope that song spoke to you today. Well, our goal today was to remind you not to get bogged down with negative things. There's a lot of good news, and we've shared some of it with you today. Join us next time, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
Aww, we put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
That's right, and get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. And don't forget to link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
Bill, in your home state of Indiana, we have 44 wonderful homecoming stations like WFBH, WJCF, WRAY. To everybody in Indiana, a big salute!
Salute! We're all out of time, but we'll be back here soon. Join us again. It just wouldn't be the same without you. See you later, everybody.
See ya.
Come on back.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.